My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Hey, welcome to Busting Balls. Hey, we look at prospects, drafts, all the different things that are about the future. And today we're going to look at the Red Wings, who are embarking on the 23-24 NHL season, and what their prospects are doing, where they're at, where they're going. And the one thing about the Red Wings, it's clear now that this is Steve Yzerman's organization. Grand Rapids is going to be way, way more interesting for Red Wing fans this year. Because a lot of their top prospects are going to be playing down the road in Grand Rapids and are one step away from the NHL. You've got their couple first-round draft picks in recent years. Simon Edmondson is going to be in Grand Rapids this year. He's played great in the preseason, much improved. I don't know, great might be an exaggeration, but he was really good. He easily could have made the team. But they got a pretty heavy group of veterans that they signed, and he was the odd man out, and he can go down there and play every day. But don't be surprised if you see him up as soon as November, because he's really good right now. Also, you're going to have others that have been drafted. Marco Kasper will be in Grand Rapids this year. You're going to have Elmer Soderblom, who played well for the Red Wings early last year before getting hurt. The big 6'8" forward with the really good hands. That's somebody else who's going to be there. A lot of defensemen. William Wallander, Antti Tomitsu is going to be there. Albert Johansson is going to be there. Those are four defensemen, all drafted by Yzerman. All drafted by Yzerman, whose first draft was 2019. And Cross Hannes, who scored some goals down there last year before he was hurt, looked good in the preseason games for the Red Wings. He is going to be in Grand Rapids, along with Amadeus Lombardi, who played so well for Flint last year, and they have him there. And the goalie, and this is going to be interesting, is going to be Sebastian Kosa. And I have no idea what to expect from that, because he was terrible in the preseason here for the Red Wings. Last year, he played briefly in Grand Rapids, 3 games. He wasn't as bad as his numbers appeared. He had one game where he was really bad, but played real well in the ECHL for the Toledo Walleye. By the way, Evan, I know you're a big Walleye fan. I could get you a hat like that. So
I thought we were talking about the fish.
Yeah. So it's going to be interesting at Grand Rapids this year, to say the least. These are Yzerman's players now. They got a few veterans mixed in there like they always do. But for the most part, there's a lot to watch there. That's interesting. Jonathan Berggren is there. He's the one guy, and he's played in the NHL and had some goals. They send him down. Valeno beat him out. That's what it appeared. But he's going to have to play a little bit heavier game, I think, before they're going to put him. And they would rather have him play games down there then sit out every night for the Red Wings. So that's a pretty interesting group right there, Evan. And it's, you know, the Red Wings, they're on the rise. They're a team that has their best chance by far, I think, to make the playoffs in the time that Yzerman's been there. But the underground their pipeline, their prospects are doing really well.
So, I mean, I might as well just get to the elephant in the room. How much pressure is there on Steve Yzerman and these young wings to make the playoffs this year?
Well, I think at the top level, I don't know. Let me ask you, because you're a better gauge of this than me, even though hockey's, you know, like your fourth sport, right? I would say, what are you expecting? Because, look, the Red Wing fans will be patient with this. They understand what's going on. They understand the ins and outs. I think for those who don't necessarily follow it, like with the fervent pitch of Red Wing fans, and they're the group that they're trying to get back, right? You know, when they're in their flag waving on your hood of your car days. What are you expecting? Because do you think it's like getting far down the road and you haven't seen the progress you expected from Yzerman?
Well, okay, so I'm different in where I follow the Red Wings based on my job and everything. Now, I don't follow, like, I don't get in the weeds like some might, but judging on the high expectations that Steve Yzerman was going to bring this team back to relevancy and back to the playoffs, I would guess that this year they should at least be in the race longer than they have in the past couple years. Like last year, fans got really excited through, what was it, December or something like that?
No, it was later last year, because what happened, they won 7 out of 8 games, and all of a sudden we're on the cusp of getting there, and it was pretty late in the year, just before the trade deadline, and they had back-to-back games against Ottawa in Ottawa because of an earlier travel issue, and they just absolutely got smoked. And they got beaten up, and Yzerman went and said, hey, we're going to be sellers. And he used one of those picks to trade for Alex DeBrincat. That was a key that he got back in the deal with Bertuzzi. So, it was last year they were in the hunt, but not really. You know,
right?
It kind of came out of nowhere where they won those 7 out of 8 games. A couple teams lost games. And this year, I think it's a little more legitimate that they have a chance to make it. The problem is, Evan, I think the people who are into the hockey niche understand this. And it's a pretty big niche in Detroit. You know how the Lions, their division is a big benefit to them?
Yes.
Okay. I mean, the fact that the Packers stink now and everybody stinks. And you know how with the Tigers next year, there's some excitement, and it's genuine because, man, nobody's good except Minnesota, and they're just kind of good, right? So you're thinking, hey, they got a shot. The Red Wings' problem isn't about themselves as much when it comes down to making the playoffs as there's a gauntlet in their conference. Their conference is much stronger than the other conference, and it's not just traditional teams. You know, like Toronto's played really well in recent years. Some people are expecting Boston to fall off again. I fell into that trap last year, and they had one of the best years ever. you've got Carolina. You've got, you know, so in their own actual division, they got Tampa and all these really good teams. It's really hard to be in that top three, and the wild card is even hard. So it's such a high bar, and you don't know, like a team like Pittsburgh. You know, they've added, you know, Carlson, all right, Crosby and, Malkin. Are they going to take one more shot? Florida played so well in the playoffs last year. Matthew Tkachuk is just this great player. Tampa Bay, people are expecting a fall off, but they still have Hedman. They still have Stamkos. They still have Braden Point. They have all these great players. So to make a long story short, and on top of that, Buffalo, which is the youngest team in the league, has a core that's building. They just signed Rasmus Dahlin, the first overall pick a few years ago, to this mega contract. They've got this 6'8" forward, Tage Thompson, who scored 47 goals last year. They got Owen Power, who was the first pick in the draft, the kid from Michigan a few years ago, and a pretty good goalie in Levi. So they're in a position where they're going to move up. In Ottawa, which beat the hell out of the Red Wings, it has a pretty good team too. And then the Red Wings, they're much better. DeBrincat gives them a lot more scoring power. But I don't know if they're quite where they're going to be a team that's just going to be one to be reckoned with. You know, they added enormous amount of plus minus on the plus side compared to what they got rid of, and they added a lot of goals, especially after they got the Brinkett. And they do have some veteran players mixed in there. You know, their average age is 27.4, which is older than Buffalo and older than Ottawa, who are at the bottom of the age. So maybe some of that experience will pay off. And there's some concern about their goaltending. You know, they have to have better goaltending. Husso kind of faded at the end of the year. And, you know, when you're looking at Reimer, you're wondering what exactly they have as a backup. One of the keys could be Alec Lyon, who they signed, and maybe one of these goalies who comes out of nowhere. And they did keep him on their team, three goalies, because they got to add depth there. So to make a long story short, they could be better, considerably better, and still not make the playoffs. And because of the landscape.
Yeah. In your opinion, and I think you kind of just touched on it, but what is the biggest concern for the Red Wings?
Well, let me ask you this, because I was in one day, and I love Jim Costa. He's great, because when I do crosstalk with him, he comes in and he always gets kind of this soft, like he's doing the soft rock music, DJ thing, and he comes in and crosstalk, and he'll hear something I say, and he'll try to counter me on it, you know, on the crosstalk, and he'll go, and what he said about Yzerman, before he started signing all these guys, well, don't you think 5 years a team should be a lot better? You know, so that is a view that a lot of fans have. And you talk to people a lot, you know, what do you think? You hear all the shows, you hear all the podcasts. Are the fans going to accept that?
I think having the name Steve Yzerman and everything he did in his career with the Red Wings, for lack of a better term, he gets a free pass here. Now, for how much longer that extends, I don't know. I think he still has it this year. But we can always reach back to, you know, a Joe Dumars with the Detroit Pistons, who you could argue did just as much as Steve Yzerman, but then was ran out of town because his team started failing. So I think this is a make or break year for Steve Yzerman, in my opinion, for the fans.
Yeah, I don't agree with that at all. Now, if the team goes south, last year they had 80 points. Mm-hmm. If the team goes south, that's after they sold at the deadline and didn't play well down the stretch. If they go south and, you know, have like a 72-point season and it's in complete disarray, then I think it's pressure. But if that team has a 90-point season, just misses out on the playoffs or something, I think people will understand. I know the hockey people will.
Yes. I'm talking more like people like me that are looking from the outside in see the name and stats and records, that's how they would react.
You know, the reason right now in our town, you know, everything's about the Lions, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, but you have a lot of hockey fans. That's what they care about more than anything else. And it's a big niche, and they'll think different than, you know, somebody like you who, and a lot of folks, frankly, hosting at our station, folks, that if the Red Wings do well, you know, they'll pay a lot more attention and start to understand it's not just something that's off on the side. So I think I don't think he's in any kind of trouble or anything, but I'm not anticipating them falling off. The one concern I do have, of course, I'm writing about this in conjunction with this podcast, so check that out, but is goaltending. You know,
okay.
You know, Husso, yeah, watching him in the preseason didn't look good. Down the stretch didn't look good. I'm not sold on Reimer. I do like Lyon, but that's a career minor league guy that would have to come out of nowhere. And Sebastian Cosa was a friggin' sieve in the preseason. So, that's how I'm looking at it. So they signed Michael Hutchinson, and I was like watching the game, and I wasn't aware that they had signed him. This was a goalie that played for Winnipeg back in the day. They literally signed him off the street because they knew they had to keep those three goalies at the main level because they didn't want to lose Lyon. So I think there's a concern there. Now, they should be a lot better defensively, which will help their goalies. So
now, which young player, in your opinion, Pat, are you looking forward most this season?
Well, look, this is about their prospects right now, okay?
Right.
So the player that, you know, flashed the most in the preseason was their first round draft pick, Nate Danielson. It was noticeable in their scrimmages. It was noticeable in the preseason games, just how good he is. And just how wrong I was when we did our podcast about the draft, because I thought it was a reach taking him there. I was surprised that he was taken there. So that's a player to follow. Obviously, they can't send him to Grand Rapids. They have to send him back to junior hockey because of the way the rules are set up. So look for him to have a dominant season for the Brandon Wheat Kings, who are a bad team last year. And that's part of the reason somebody like me would watch him, maybe, and see him a little bit overwhelmed. But he was fabulous, and I'm fully expecting him to make the World Junior team come the holiday season for Canada and be a big part of that team. He's better than what I thought. You know, a little loose with the puck still and all that, but he had no problem keeping up with it. So that was good. Their draft picks from last year are doing well. So they had another first-round pick, Axel Sundin Palacka, a defenseman from Sweden, playing in that league for Sollefteå, which is a good program. And he's playing in the big league there, similar to Grand Rapids. And he's off to a good start. You know, he's got 4 points in 8 games. So he has done well, and he's an excellent puck mover. So he's doing well. This is going to be one of your favorites, Trey Augustine, the goalie at Michigan State, second-round pick. They got a kid from the U.S. developmental program that was highly sought at Michigan State. And their hockey program's on the rise. So if it may make you feel better a little bit, Evan, about the football team.
It's basketball media day, Pat. I'm okay.
Basketball's fine. Can't wait for that. 2-0, first 2 games, save percentage over 93%. He's going to track quickly, and it wouldn't surprise me if it's a one and done for him in college. He's pretty good. And they have another pick that they took in the second round, Andrew Gibson, a 6'3" defenseman, playing for the Sioux Greyhounds, and he's off to a fast start. He's averaging over a point a game and playing real well there. So their first picks last year are really looking good. And the point about Yzerman is, and that's kind of lost in like, well, we're going to make the playoffs, is that he has built a real sound foundation of prospects through the draft, who many of them are on the cusp of coming to the NHL. Edvinson should honestly be on that team. All right. Casper has some upside without question. Cross Hannes has some upside without question. Wallander played very well in a level like Grand Rapids last year. Tomitsu, big defenseman. He's developed these big defensemen who are going to be like trees in front of the goalie type of thing, like he had at Tampa. So you can see this all happening. I think the one key for them is going to be the development of Kosa or Augustine to be their goalie eventually. But that's going to have to happen if they're going to be maybe a cup contender. He's got to address that. You can't have a save percentage under 900. Yeah, but the team that he's put together at the big club has a much better, I think, ability to put the puck in the net, because Alex DeMrincat's a damn good player. Sprong had 20 goals last year. He popped a couple in the preseason. Gostisbehere is still very good on the blue line, Shane Gostisbehere. So that'll help him with this year. But ultimately, the key to that team will be these big defensemen, along with Moritz Seider, Edvinson, maybe Wallander, maybe Tomitsu. Emil Vero is another one that's at Grand Rapids. That was an Yzerman draft pick. Albert Johansson, whether they develop and give the Red Wings one of those really tough teams to score against, and a really tough team to be beat in the playoffs, because they play heavy. Right now, they're not even close to being that. You know, they're relying on Jeff Petrie. They're relying on Sherratt. They're relying on Hole. They're relying on a lot of guys that they got. But eventually, these will be the younger guys that'll be back there for them. So, you know, they do have, you know, talent. I think at the big club level, Lucas Raymond, it's important he has a good year. That is very important because he took a step back last year. He needs to go to the net a little bit more. That's kind of what I got. And that's why I think the message to Bergeron was, you got to go to the net. You know, you got to play a two-way game and go to the net. You can't be on the perimeter all the time. And that was one of the messages I got out of why Bergeron went down, and, you know, Valeno easily made the team. So, but they got a lot of talent building, and it's not the type of thing that's going to necessarily pop this year. But Yzerman's built a foundation that's, once it's there, is going to be sustainable, Evan, for a long time. And that's what I think when you go into that, well, you're going to make the playoffs this year, 5 years. That's not really that important. The other thing, too, on that, just one thing. Yzerman not only had to build a team, he had to clean out the house. He had all these bad contracts and things like that. And they also missed half a season because they weren't in the NHL's version of the bubble during the COVID time. And the minor league systems were all shut down. He was smart enough to move most of his guys to Sweden, you know, Sider and some of those guys, and they developed a lot better over there. But, you know, they're in pretty good shape. Plus they got, you know, and I'm not trying to make excuses for them. I just think it's, you know, you got to look at it for what it actually is, you know?
So you mentioned the Red Wings getting there. How far away from there are they then? Would next year be the realistic, like, make a playoff push, and that's the final product that we're looking to see for the Red Wings? Would that be realistic?
No. You know, what you need from the Red Wings is improvement. You know, okay. they took an incremental step last year. You know, but there were still some things that were the same. One of them was their puck possession. You know, that you always heard that Corsi term. You ever heard of that, Evan? Right.
From That's you?
All, yeah, yeah, right. They're still in that 46, 47% range, which means they possess the puck less than the other team. They've got to possess the puck more. So while they were more defensively responsible last year, and their power play units and penalty killing units were a little bit better, 5-on-5, even strength, they've got to possess the puck more. That'll be something I'll be looking at as an improvement. And like I said, save percentage, as a team, it's got to be, you know, into the 90s. All right? So that's where I'm looking at it, in addition to how many points they rack up and whether they're in the playoff group, because ultimately that's going to tell. And also, what's the roster going to look like at the end of the year? Is it going to be Edmondson up? You know, will somebody pop out of those forwards that they have there, Soderblom or Cross Hannes or a number of players, Marco Kasper? You know, will somebody do that? Will Michael Rasmussen have a bit of a breakout season? He's still relatively young and really started to show a lot. And in the bigger picture, what does Sebastian Cosa do this year? I think it's a huge year for Sebastian Cosa to at least play respectable in the AHL. So those are the things that I'm looking at. And if they don't make the playoffs, I think if they were to get in, it would be a bonus considering how good these still established teams are in the East and how Buffalo, and particularly Buffalo, but also Ottawa are in the same frame or maybe even ahead of the Red Wings. With their younger players. Evan, it's like this. Buffalo drafted this kid, Tage Thompson, right? He was from UConn.
Yeah.
He's a big, huge guy, like I said, right? He doesn't do much. You know, he's on the USA team and everything. Looked like, is he going to be a player or not? And all of a sudden he explodes. All right, he's a star. All right, they took Rasmus Dahlin, first overall pick, a long time ago now. And at the time, it was like, oh, they're expecting too much from this guy, generational talent. Well, he didn't play like that for 3 or 4 years. But it's, you know, now he's one of the top five defensemen in the league and just got paid for it. He just got $88 million, $11 million a year.
Whew.
So you're talking about, like, a developmental curve here for a lot of these players. Now, Sider could be that type of player. He's capable of it. But he played last year like he played his first year, which is very good. But he, you know, is he going to make progress up? And there's more good players around him. You know, if he's feeding the puck and, you know, to Alex DeBrincat, there's a, you know, better chance the puck's going to go in the back of the net than, you know, some of the players he was playing with last year that are no longer there. Sprong, you know, he's got a little more depth on their team. Eisenman didn't leave the covered bear. He got nine different players. Their roster's turned over nine players, and they've got, you know, I read off a list to you of a good 10 players, dozen players ready to knock on the door. So, but anyway, yeah, that's it. So enjoyed the conversation with you all today. Don't forget to like us on the iTunes page, Google Play Store, you know, wherever you get your podcasts, Apple Podcasts, download us, Odyssey.com, Pacaputo 98 on X, formerly known as Twitter, and the King of the KFC, also on X, formerly known as Twitter for Evan. And don't forget our Facebook page at the station, and Evan and I both have Facebook page, so we put it up there as well. So appreciate it very much, and we'll talk to you the next time.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.